We came to Texas too, and this was some of the music that we brought with us.
What type of accordion is that?
Well, this is a button accordion. There are several different types. You have the button accordion and then the piano accordion. The piano accordion has a piano keyboard on it, just like a piano. And on that one, it doesn't matter whether you're pulling air in the bellows or pushing air out, it makes the same note. On this one, you have two notes for the price of one. Can you push that button down right there and hold it down? So with four buttons is I have the eight note scale. Pretty neat, huh?
What song was that you just played?
The song that I just played is an old German favorite song. Back, first done in 1848. And that was when my great-great-grandfather came to this part of Texas, back in 1848. So that's probably a popular song that he may have heard way back then. And the name of that song is called Musi Dim. And in the German language, there's no word for goodbye. There's Mach's gut, which means make it good. Or there is Auf Wiedersehen, which means I'll see you again. So, you know, we've become friends in the 2 days we're working here, and I really don't want to say goodbye to you, so I'll say Auf Wiedersehen or Mach's gut.
Can I try?
You want to try? Sure. Now, you're probably going to have to stand up. There you go, and prop a knee up here on the thing. There we go. And hold that. Your hand goes under that strap. And hold down those two buttons right there. Got them? All right, and this one holds down, let's see, let's try this one and this one and this one. Three buttons right there. And pull. And push. That sounds like a perfect C chord to me. Wonderful job. See, I've been playing this thing for years, and you pick it up right away and can play a chord. That's pretty neat.
Why do you have lettuce on the table?
Why do I have lettuce on the table? Well, remember, we're talking about a long, long time ago. And they didn't have any way to preserve their foods. So they had to have some real neat ways. They would take meat and dry the meat to make jerky. And they had a wonderful food called what?
Sauerkraut?
Called sauerkraut. Well, there's a special way to make sauerkraut. You need some special tools. You need the cabbage, and then you need this cutter. And when you run that sauerkraut back and forth across there, that'll shred it. And then you take that shredded cabbage, and you put it in a big earthen jar called a crock. And you put a layer of shredded cabbage, and you put a layer of salt, and then another layer of cabbage, and layer of salt, and layer of cabbage, and salt, and sketch, and it's all filled up. And then you put a plate on top of that, and then you put it probably outside of the house, because when it starts fermenting, it doesn't smell very good. Okay? And the salt, and I think, and some of you students, you may have to check on this, and do a little bit of research. I think that the salt and also the fermentation makes an alcohol that preserves this, and then you can eat that. Okay, I've got a question that came from our friendly ghost and says, where can you get an accordion? Well, accordions are not used very much by very many people. They're still a popular instrument in the Mexican culture called conjunto bands. And those gentlemen that can play accordion that style, They're a whole lot better than I can. I can't play as well as they can. So you can get accordions at some real large music stores. You can probably still get accordions. Okay? Have any other questions for me?
Why do you wear those funny clothes?
Funny clothes? I want you to know that this is the clothes that was a style. Notice, I have my purse. Back then, it wasn't called a purse, it was called a haversack. And the men's clothing didn't have any pockets. So we had to have some place to keep all of our stuff, and we kept it in a haversack. And back then, the ladies had pockets. And somehow we switched that all around. Now, men have pockets, you got to put all your stuff in pockets, and you ladies have purses, and you put all your stuff in purses. Another neat thing, notice I'm wearing a coat, and it's pretty warm out here. Well, part of the tradition back then was that you had to always be wearing a coat or a vest, and men would not be seen in just their shirts. That was considered running around in your underwear, and it wasn't cool to do that. Okay? So, we have to this area, you have the Germans, you have their leather pants called Lederhosen, and the sauerkraut, and the German accordion, and the music. And we have how many, another question from the chat room, how many other accordions are there beside the button and the piano? Well, there's another style called the concertina. And the concertina just usually is a little octagon-shaped box. And it depends whether that is a English or an American accordion, and that sort of goes of how you push the buttons when you pull the air in and out. So that's a little bit of a story about the Germans that came to this part of Texas way back around 1850.